always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior, Don Christian, man, and we are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington, man, getting it in. But we want to say what up to all the people all around the world, man, representing the king. For all those, man, this is your first time tuning in. Yada, the king means to give God the praise, a powerful praise, with your hands up and on your feet, man. And that's really what it's all about. Next time you hear somebody say yada, ask them, do they really know what that means, man? And give a praise to none other than Jesus the Christ. Hey, man, we getting it in, man. We all excited, man. And I gotta say this too, man. You know, I'm a big sports fan. Super Bowl's coming up. I'm expecting the Giants to get that W. We'll see what's happening. Let me know who you feeling. Hit me up on Twitter at Yada the King. Or facebook.com/YadaTheKing, man, and let us know what's up. Also, the NBA season is starting to look really good, man. There's a lot of teams that are doing their thing, and there's a lot of surprise teams, man. Teams that are in the quote unquote smaller markets that are really doing their thing right now, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good look, man. You never know who's gonna pull it off, man, and that's what's up. And I got a young cat that been doing the music, doing his thing, man, for a minute, from the great city of Fresno. I think he still resides there, if I'm not mistaken, man. But I've been watching him do his music for a while. I done seen the growth, man. I mean, the first time I heard him, he reminded me of another Christian rapper by the name of Know the Verbs. I'm gonna ask him if he's even heard of that cat before, man. And now Know the Verbs just goes by Verbs. He's actually out there in Nashville, man. So I'm excited to get it in with the cat known by the name The Gym. And then also what we're going to do, man, is we're going to talk on the topic of the day. Shout out to Gospel for Life and the youth pastor, Tahan. He hit me up and he was like, man, talk about some of the stuff we take for granted. You know what I'm saying? The things that God gives us that we continually, you know what I'm saying, just act like it meant nothing. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's salvation, whether it's a family that raised us in the way, whether it's just, you know, the good things that happen in our life, man. Let us make sure we ain't taking that for granted, man. And the Gym gonna hop on that. He gonna chop on that. And that's really what's popping, man. Seattle, Washington, like we said, stand up. And all around the world, stand up and give him praise, man. Yada the King. Let's go to the song right here, Creature Clan. Right, man? Hey, they're doing their thing, dog. This song right here is called The Light. Man, check this out. That's all I'm going to say, man. Yada the King, let's go. Featuring Calandria.
Yeah. So beautiful.
Welcome.
We go.
Welcome to the light.
Yeah, I chose not to live in doubt. And that, man, I had to take a different route. Yes. And I'ma tell you what it really is about. More than just words, so you know I gotta live it out. Some say my life is electric. When the light came, I chose not to reject it. I accept it. And even though I make mistakes because of Christ, I'm perfected. I'm made in His image and His likeness. Saved to the finish, so I'm living to be righteous. And that means every day I gotta grow. If He sends me, then that means that I gotta go. Now your time has come. Step in the light before your time is done. As believers know, we gotta have the mind of one. Keep looking till we find the sun. Welcome to the light. I'm like a bomb when I detonate. Mob said it best, we about to set the record straight. Yo, it's His word that we meditate upon. We forever going strong, let's levitate. It's the power that we know is supernatural. Compatible, so we're going international. And that means we got it going shine bright. Continue to speak of the sun, who gives a blind sight? So go and get your mind right. We play the background, He gets the limelight. And in hindsight, we know He's coming back for His bride whenever He says the time's right. But until then, we as His children continue to preach Christ. It's more than a feeling. It's really not a need for an intro, but just know what you were in for. Welcome to the light.
weakness is the least. And channel strength from them when you feeling like you weak. And learn it's the difference from being weak and being meek. Yeah. In the light, you can learn to overcome trials like hurdles. Get used to jumping over some. Made progress, even if you jumped over one. You can do it because his commands aren't burdensome. And I'm just telling what I know. Plant a seed, then you give it some sunlight to grow. Add living water, yeah, it might start off slow. But before you know it, little fruit is start to show. And I pray, you know I represent the light every day that goes by. You can lay it all down, join us in a celebration. Consider this an open invitation. Welcome to the light.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
One, two, three, four.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out.
Chase money. Money's too fat. Yeah. That's why I stay with the sun like Steve Nash. And I've been purchased by the blood with no cash. The devil's so sad, he looking at me so mad. Yeah, I was lost, but now I'm found. Nemo. And I thank the Lord for taking all my whips. Repo. Yeah, he took the weight up off my shoulders. Kilo then got to snatch the chain up off my neck.
Diva. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, let's leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Let's go.
Revenge of the nerd. I live life without a plan or a consequence. Cause it was my will to be a fresh prince. I cried out for change, hoping it would make sense. I didn't need beat. Take six. Cause it ain't nothing for you to play with. And not to be celebrated. Banquet. Hey, so please let go your ego. Cause God's watching us through the sky like a peephole. Looking at his people like, I got a lot of he's, but I don't really have enough heroes. Money, cars, and girls, that's what the world is slaving after. Trying to get back to the roof like, yes, a master. Trying to move forward, I ain't got no time for moving backwards. So put me back in place like a chiropractor.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out, let's leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out, let's leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, 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 my ego. Leg out, leg out, my ego.
Galatians 1:10. I ain't out to please people, and my ego's in no game. I don't play Caligo. Vision much clearer. The Lord is who I fear. Holy Spirit feels so when I think of what he did, bruh, I tear up. I become broken, humble heart open. I just wanna know him, not just on my clothing. A Sunday motion, or when I'm on stage, I hear my name instead of his. I'm self-exalting, insulting his name. Who knew salt could be plain? Just a straw in the flame, cause his blood ain't in my veins. Wearing ego like a pico, I'm juice like Tampico. Head is giant, call me Frisco. Oh, you hot, hot Zapatillo. Copy Jesus, call me Kinko. Don't look back to sin like Tebow. Yeah, I kill my alter ego. Cause the Lord, I wanna see more. Falling short like DeVito. Give me Terry, it's a fire. That spooked on Elijah. That took him to Messiah.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, let's leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. 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 Leg out, my ego.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. Brand new single, Jeremy Lin. About Face Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com.
Well, Marcy, for tonight, I'd like to rent Casablanca, Citizen Kane, and this one.
Okay, these three videos.
Yeah. Could you put them in a bag for me?
Hey, Frank.
Oh, Pastor, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Frank, we have a special on this third movie you're renting, the one entitled...
That's okay.
Hey, thanks for helping at church last Sunday.
Sure. Well, I gotta go.
Oh, Frank, you have a late charge on your last movie. It was...
I'll pay it.
I've got the title right here.
No, I'm sure you're right. I'll pay it.
So, family video night tonight.
Here's your videos. Enjoy.
You forgot the bag.
Oh, those are your videos.
Yeah, well, these two. This one's for a friend.
Oh, I see.
Well, a friend of mine's in it. I told him I'd watch it.
That movie?
Well, wait. This isn't Bambi. I must have grabbed the wrong movie.
Jesus said there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. Who are you when no one is watching? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, Lego, my ego. Lego. He didn't say ego, he said ego. And I like that joint right there. The homie Jesus Geek, he's out there in, on the West Coast as well, man. And we got a brother from the West Coast getting it in with us, man. And he go by the name the G-I-M, all capitals. He corrected me on that too. I hit him out with a tweet. You know how the internet works. You don't always gotta capitalize everything. So I'm like, but he hit me up and was like, yo, Yada the King, make sure you hit me up right. Correct. Hey.
Yeah.
But real talk, man, the way we love to get stuff started on the show, man, just so we can kind of get to know who you are, man, and where you've come from. Share with us, man, your testimony about how God saved you, man, and some of the things he's still continuing to build you into a man of God with.
Oh, man. I'll give you the condensed version. You know, before I came to Christ, man, before I came to the Lord and surrendered, man, I was just living in darkness, man. I was doing the most. I was still doing hip hop. I was still doing rap music. You know, I was running the streets, man. I was hustling. I was, you know, wrong crowds, doing the wrong things. You know what I'm saying? And really, just didn't have, you know, that conscious, you know, conviction of, you know, I'm doing wrong. It got to a point to where I'm just like, I'm doing wrong to get right, so that makes it right. You know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of obstacles that I was dealing with, just dealing with being a teenage father, dealing with, you know, just coming up without my father around, single mother. My dad, he committed suicide when I was around 3 or 4.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I was the first one to see him. He was a Vietnam vet, man. So he, you know, I saw that at a young age. Like, I seen pops laid on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Bloody, strapping a hand, man, and everything, man. And
wow.
and just memories of, you know, just crazy wild stuff going on when he was alive, man. You know what I'm saying? Just the abuse in the home with my moms. And so you know, from then on, man, we was kind of like nomads, man. We you know, we moved to Compton, lived with my uncle up there, you know what I mean. Came back to Fresno, lived on, you know, different sides of town, from the west to the north to the south to the east. You know what I'm saying? If you know Fresno, anybody from Fresno listen, you know, you already know what's up with the west side. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we were some nomads, man. But around the time when I gave my life to the Lord, man, it was 1999, and it was just coming towards the end of the year, and a lot of stuff was going on. God, at this point, God was just showing me a lot about myself, man. I was running around at the point in time I was running around with my one of my cousins. He was from a group, or he's from a group called Mob Figures. I don't know if you heard him. You know what I'm saying? If you heard of Captain Cali, should know Sebo and all them cats, man.
Right.
I got a cousin in a group that was down with him, man. And so I was running around with him. I'm actually from a group in a clique called Kingpins Only, who I was with, and that's where this cat, who people might know, he goes by the name Killer Tay. You know what I'm saying? He's from Fresno too. So we was just running around, living that rap life, man. And I remember coming back home, and I was about to pack my stuff, man, and move out the sack. And my mom, she wrote me a letter, man, and she, you know, she never really did that, you know what I'm saying? And it was powerful, you know. At that time, you know, I was going through stuff with my son, and you know, just crazy stuff. And in a way, I was just trying to get away from everything, man. And she was just like, you know, just called me out and was like, "This, you need to be here. You need to stay with your son." And you know, because I'd always been there for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just a lot of stuff crazy going on. So just from that point, I ended up, you know, ended up at a job, and ended up just there was a person I was working with, man, who I was partnered up with, and just got to talking about the Lord, and you know, got invited to a church here in my city. I didn't go for a while, but I finally went, and man, it was just a powerful point in my life, man, because I was really at the point of giving up. I mean, in that I was tired of myself. I was doing a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I was tired of my sin. I was tired of myself, and I really felt that God was really calling me and pulling me towards him. I felt the pull in my life like no other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The signs was just ridiculous. Like, I'd be out of town, the road or something, and somebody, mama, would just start speaking into my life, man. And you know, and this was in an atmosphere where that didn't, you know, this ain't around the atmosphere of church folk. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't all around church folk. This is like while running the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so I'm hearing all these, you know, encouragements and just speaking into my life. And there were definitely signs. So, I mean, I understand now God was definitely using my situation, using everybody around me, you know what I'm saying, to pull me and bring me to a point of repentance, you know what I'm saying? And he did, man. And he did that through his love, man. And I accepted his son, man, and he forgave me. And ever since then, I haven't looked back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had stints, I had stints of going to church when I was young, you know what I'm saying? But literally, when I gave my life and surrendered to the Lord in 1999, I literally haven't looked back. It was the crazy thing about it, I'll say this, is that that's when everybody was talking about the world was going to end, you know what I'm saying? It was 2K, everybody was buying their bottled water.
Uh-oh.
about to hide underground, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And literally, my testimony is that my world definitely ended going into 2000. It marks a pivotal point in my life. Like,
wow.
When everybody was talking about that, so, like, yeah, that real? Literally happened to me spiritually. Like, I died at the end of 1999, and my world ended, and it ended right along with everybody thought was going to end. So that had a significance to me, man. And you know, just from then on, man, it's just, you know, just a lot of prayer and everything. Just got sold out and started getting into the Word, and God just been doing the rest, man. When I surrendered, dude, I surrendered, man, and I'm just following Him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm plotting this out. You know what I mean? And it's not. It wasn't. It had nothing to do with rap. It had nothing to do with me hearing a Christian rapper. It had nothing to do with me even rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wasn't rapping out in the world, and I was like, I saw a Christian rapper. Not saying that nothing's bad, but just letting people know that when you hear the stuff out of my music, how it's personal, like that's the stuff that I hold dear to me. You know what I'm saying? And when I came to the Lord, it had nothing to do with music. It had to do with what was going on in my life. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I never heard of Christian rap. I never heard any type of contemporary urban gospel, nothing before I got saved. So I got introduced to all that, like, post-2000.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Now, that's what's up, man. We get to hear his testimony, man. I like how he said in 1999, the last day of 1999, his man, old man, passed away. And then 2000, and since the year 2000, he been living for the Lord, man. Dope, brother. Let's go to your song right, man, called Higher. Talk to me about this joint as we get ready to flow into it.
Higher, that's the joint right there. It's produced by my dude, Centric. You know what I'm saying? Freedom song, longtime collaborator. You know what I mean? It's a knocker. So, what up, Higher? It's all about, man. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire, and He is the flame, the Messiah. So it's just pointing to Christ, the Messiah, and the fire, and just spitting fire. You know what I mean?
Now that's what's up. So let's check that out here on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Yada.
I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. High as the throne, Jehovah Shalom. We each teach one attack of the clones. The wake up, track slapping your dome. Let his word soak deep in your soul. Mic master, the master's teaching. Hands up, keep reaching the sky. Alive in the most high, past the day that we die. And now cast to this world like big B.O.I. Please be advised, that me not no toy like Richard Pryor. Don't try selling me lies, I'm fairly wise. Wolves in the skies, abusing you, ruling your lives. Watch this remnant ride for my side. Watch for high tide, the Lord is your God. Hands pierced, body was torn for your life. And mine, my mind is a barrel of a nine. Shoot with his light that blinds. Designed by the I Am, so I gotta give him my hands up. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. This whole celestial sphere is God's handball. We stand tall at its core, understand y'all. Man's fall rooted in deception. Truth is the institute of the Lord. His sword is my weapon. Slice a snake stepping. Break bread with brethren. We elevate, meditate, word settles in. From out the belly of the beast, ride beats like I'm on top of a beast. Pounding down streets, Jesus none higher now. Don't that sound sweet? My soul leaks, letting God speak through his child. Unworthy though, as the world goes round. Lauren told you on the guitar, it all falls down. When walls crumble to ground, he's there for your saving faith. Forever bathing, his grace amazing. Trailblazing, my bell paid in. I'ma praise his name, the Alpha Omega, the fire, the flame, yeah. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. Second to none, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Praise God, tell him comatose. Spit fire, let it roast. I boast the King Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice, Lord of the afterlife. Came to take us to the highest heights, beside us at nights. I dare bite the hand that leads me, freeze me. No fees needed, all he says is believe me. So now we moving on up like Wheezy. Talk greasy, the thought of his wrath should leave me weak. I pray you be more meek and slow to speak than repent. Call on Christ and let your sins get rinsed. Now you on the side of the fence where God dwells. Creator, he's all none greater. The most high heavens what awaits us. So stay prayed up and send all of his praise up. Amazed at what he gave for us. The reason I'm here. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher.
No matter your situation, we're about to praise him. He's so amazing. Today is the day, no wasting. We all gon' face him. You now rockin' with the gym.
Sin the morning, I don't eat Frosted Flakes, man.
Scriptures and prayer for practice.
This is what I do right here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
While y'all eating,
scriptures and prayer for practice.
Before I kiss my wife.
Yeah.
Before I turn on the television. Before I check my phone.
Scriptures and prayer for practice.
I roll over and I get on my knees.
Yeah.
I seek God early.
Scriptures and prayer for practice.
Early bird gets the word, so.
Yeah.
Call me one.
I woke up like what I'm gonna read today. Get to picking and choosing like I got all day. Then hit my knees, get to praying like always. Asking God to lead me in all ways. Wow, I remember them old days. Not knowing what to pray, I was a baby saint. But thank God for the growth that the spirit gave. The flesh is weak, but the spirit craves. Since I've been saved, I never seen better days. It gets tough, but hallelujah anyway. I got dominion and victory in his name. So hallelujah, through Jesus, I do my thing. Since I've been saved, I never seen better days. It gets tough, but hallelujah anyway. I got dominion and victory in his name. So hallelujah, through Jesus, I do my thing. Scriptures and prayer for practice.
And then after I pray,
yeah,
I get up and and I get my words, I get that strap, I get that strap thing out.
Yeah.
And I begin to get into it. I don't just read it, I study that thing.
Yeah.
I get the meat of it. I begin to dissect that word and get what God got for me. I begin to get a rhema of a word.
The problem is we try to microwave God.
Wow.
Speed through the spirit just to make it to the job.
What?
Read a couple scriptures just to say we did it. Quote what we read, the next hour we forget it. But I'm here to tell you
what?
To quit playing with it. If you're gonna speed through it, then you might as well forget it.
Just forget it.
I give him all of me.
I do.
Every AM, even the dream that I had, I tell him. Ask him to strengthen me. As a guide my day. Help me to take up my cross on this day. Cause as a Christian, every day gets tougher. So I stay in contact with my creator.
No,
only for voicemail. He hear me praying, even when I can't tell. Yeah, and thank God for his answers.
Thank
and to see them for my sister now she don't have cancer. Scriptures and prayer for practice.
See, when you begin to seek God early, that's when miracles begin to take
place. Scriptures
and
prayer for
practice. When you begin to put him before your day.
Yeah.
When you begin to put him before every trial, every tribulation that you think you might be going through that day. That's when miracles take place. That's when he can send his angels to
take care for you.
When you begin to put him at the top of your name. When you push your agenda aside for his agenda. When you begin to seek him early and give him that word. That's when you have a heart after God's own heart. Don't get weary and well doing. Seek him early.
All right, man, that was the homie Yadada. You know what I'm saying? Scriptures and prayer for breakfast. I got to say this before we get going. He hit me up, was like, man, you guys kind of got the same name that I got. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at first I thought he was going to be beefing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah. Hey, ain't no beef over here. But he hit me up and was like, man, I just want to build. You know what I'm saying? A real cool dude. He's out there in the in the Midwest over there, man. So I was like, man, cool, send me some music. We finally got some of his music, man. A young cat going hard for the Lord, man. Congrats, bro. Man, and that's why we got to do it, man. Let's not beef over the stupid little stuff. Like the gym said, man, let's have camaraderie in the things that we have, man. We have so much more in common than we have in differences, man. And let's make sure we look at those things, man. But the gym, man, talk to me about you as an artist, man. You did share with us, man, that you were an artist before you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, man. Talk to me about some of your influences in music and some of the stuff you write, man.
My influences before I came to Christ, hip hop wise, man, I was always open, man. Just a real distinct like taste for stuff, man. I mean, I was into everybody from Too Short, man, to, like I said, to this is Northern, you know what I'm saying, Northern Bay Area. I was into Too Short, Loonies, you know what I'm saying? Yuck Mouth was a spitter to me. To see Bo, I knew him a little bit of Brother Lynch, man, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, definitely Corrupt and the Dog Pound and, you know, Cube, all them cats I was doing it. And but I was into the Outkast, man. I was into the Nas's. I was into EPMD, the Rakim, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really was raised on just hip-hop as a whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't, like some may hear, like, my flow or whatever and think, you know, be like, oh, you know, especially out here when you're in Cali, man, like, oh, you kind of sound East Coast, you know what I'm saying? This and that. But it's not that. It's just that I've always had, like, the main person who really influenced me to start writing was Rakim, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, when I was writing my first rhymes, I was trying to, well, you know, that little monotone little sign of rhymes, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's one of the cats. And then being introduced to the NWAs and the, you know, just everything around me, man. So I've always been like a little mixture of straight West Coast, but the spitting of cats, like, you know, that were real lyrical, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, and finding the blend in. But see, I liked the blend of it, though. See, I was never really a heavy backpack dude, because I needed my beats to pound, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I like my beats West Coast, and I like cat spitting, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of the dope West Coast spitters I like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it was all around. That's why I used to love the Hit Squad from the East Coast, man, because Eric Sermon, he would sample so much Roger Troutman and funk, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love the Hell Squad. Redman was my dude, you know what I'm saying? Them dudes was killing it, and they had beats that pound, because, you know, they had them at the same time you had Chris on East that had that real underground boom bap sound too. And you know, I was into a little bit of that too, man. So I always had a wide array, man, of different influences coming from everywhere, man. That's why, like, today, when you hear me or whatever, it's like, I don't try to sound like anything. Like, I'm not trying to sound or nothing. I'm building my brand, and I'm trying to be my own brand of music, my own style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I rep where I'm from, for sure, man. But, I mean, don't come to me, like, on some, you know, I want to hear that classic West Coast sound. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come to me because you want to hear the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, or don't come to me for any reason other than that. At least that's how I'm trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it so cats hear my sound. I want to have a distinct sound of my own and have people come and get with that. You know what I'm saying? Because even in Christian hip hop, man, it's like it mirrors the secular side so much, man. I mean, we dictate everything off of region and this, that. People don't talk because of, you know, from different regions, or they don't like their style of rap, so they don't talk to them and this and that. And, you know what I mean? That's just not me, man. I mean, I don't hide it, man. It's just, you know, that's what I rep, man. And, you know, I'm Cali, you know what I'm saying? And you get that in my whole aura, man. But,
man, yeah. I got another question for you, man. on a whole nother flip side of it, you had talked earlier about a small group that you run. So I just want to know what other ministries you're involved in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, is hip hop the only ministry that you do, or is there more to that for the gym, man? Talk to me about that.
Actually, small group, I don't run it. I'm just a part of it, man. Like I said, I'm just a servant, man. I'm a part of a local church. It's actually a church plant. I'm part of this Harvest Bible Chapel Fresno. It's actually the first church plant in California, which Harvest Bible Chapel is under Pastor James McDonald in Chicago, and a big Harvest family. So I'm a part of a small group there. You know, where I'm at, man, we're big on discipleship, man, big on just getting together, man, and trying to do life together. So that's a small group I'm a part of. As far as ministries outside of that, church ministries and outside of music, you know, my, like I said, my, I try to do as much as I can here and there, you know what I mean? And definitely, you know, community-based things going on and people that I partner with around here, whether it be through the Boys Club and, you know, getting out. I'm always trying to partner with people that are doing stuff around here to just meet people on a level that really doesn't even really know too much of anything about a Christian hip-hop world, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or know anything about the music world for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about kids and communities to where it's like they kind of like shut off from the internet world, you know what I'm saying, in this other world. And it's like they really need to speak to them right then and there, man. Those are things I love. I love testing with people because they really, they're willing to receive, man, and they're open. So do a lot of, partner with a lot of community projects out here. My biggest ministry, though, man, at Kitchen Bills is my home ministry, man.
No, that's good.
And I'm not saying that like as a lazy body. I mean, like that's my biggest ministry. We can't sleep on that. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I don't do in the way I go about things because that's my first ministry. You know what I mean?
Can I get an amen?
Or my ministry as a husband, and you know, isn't intact. Everything else doesn't even really make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and this goes with, I'm talking about Bible study, family Bible study, prayer, you know what I'm saying? Building, studying with my wife, studying with, you know what I'm saying? We always, we a word house like a mud, like, and I mean like, we about them scripts, you know what I'm saying? Like, before we get to talking, let's bust it open and let's read it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's really being said. That's how I'm bringing up my kids, you know what I'm saying?
Man, share with me that, how do you do that in your guys' like daily schedule? Is that a weekly schedule? How do y'all do that, man, for somebody that's saying, I want to model my family just like that? You know what I'm saying? For somebody that just got saved, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to foster their family in the Word of God. And then after that, we're going to go into one of your songs. But share with me how you do that, man.
You know, one thing that I've learned, man, and one thing, you know, my pastor pushes and I agree, man, it's planning, man. So I would definitely plan, you know, to sit down. We do plan. Sometimes it goes off plan, but then a lot of our stuff is real random. You know, it's because I'm in the Word every day, man, through the day. Scriptures come or something makes me just dig into it. So that may lead into a discussion, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm trying to teach them. But I would say, you know, just as anybody starting, make it a point to plan it a day out the week. Like we always plan a day out the week that we're gonna have a family Bible study, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely
plan everything after that. You know, it can be random, but plan a date, a time that works with you and everybody in the house to see. You know, we have a family Bible study, but then, you know, we have a small group that I go to on one day, and then my wife goes the next day, you know what I'm saying? And then on another day in the week, then all of us try to come together and have our own, you know what I'm saying? So I would say plan, you know, and definitely keep that centered. And you know, I'm never satisfied, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm always like, man, we could have, you know, we didn't do prayer and pray as much as we are. I didn't, you know what I mean? So, I'm not a great model for that, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely, you know, could say as far as advice, man, do that. It just happens to be that, you know, just randomly where we always end up, you know, in scriptural discussions and in the scriptures and just letting the word speak to us and open our eyes to a lot of truths, man.
No, that's good stuff right there, man. So we're going to go to your song right now, man, called A New Day, man. Talk to me about this joint. Man, I know this is a song that we've played on here before, but share with me about this, man.
New Day, man. That's off the new album, Supreme, you know what I'm saying? Dropping next Tuesday, February 7th. Yes, a new single. A New Day, man. I mean, you kind of said it when you were talking about a new sound, man. I went, you know... It's not really a new sound that I'm doing with this album with Supreme. It's just a growth, man, and really I'm really throwing in a gumbo of what really has blessed me, man, as far as, you know, the sound, you know what I mean, and me just being a tool. A New Day, you know, I think it's a beautiful song. I think it's a big song, you know what I'm saying, with a big message. I think it's a huge message, and I pray that people don't overlook it by, you know, just thinking, you know, from a certain sense that it got to bang a certain way, or got to be a certain way, because, you know, I don't have, Supreme's not a party record, man. It's not a, you know, it's not a record like that, man. You got to hop in a certain zone, or let it pull you into the zone that it's trying to pull you. So, A New Day, man, if you listen to the words, the message of it, man, I just pray you be blessed if you really listen to it, man, because A New Day speaks on just a new day in our new day in Christ, man, that we are given through his life, death, and resurrection through the gospel. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, an encouragement for a new day and just focusing on today, man. There's a lot of stuff I'm saying in there, man, and there's a lot of entendres going on in A New Day. So A New Day is like a quadruple entendre. Good on, man. But I mean, the thing is, man, it's about a new day, because it's about appreciating today, man. Waking up, appreciating today, or waking up and surrendering today. You know what I'm saying? And beginning the new steps of a new day towards eternal life. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of going on, but ultimately, it's about that awakening to a new day of towards eternal life in Christ, and it's from my personal perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It comes from not my testimony. It's me saying I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I found the way, I'm on my way. You know, a lot of stuff that I rap about, saying I'm encouraging myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just happen to know that people are going through the same thing that I'm going through, and praying that they be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm kind of speaking to myself, but speaking to the audience at the same time. But a lot you'll find on my music, especially in this album, it's like I'm kind of like just letting in on some worship, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And more of that, other than like let's have a party, or let's, you know what I mean, this and that, you know, which ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just not the record that it is, man. You'll get a record like What Up, to where it's like it got that vibe, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I feel like there's a strong message in there that God wanted to get out through me, and I believe it got out, you know. And I think once people get it and it kind of resonates with people, then they'll start to understand the songs and really let it resonate with them. Because it's all about, this whole album is about giving God the glory. There's many ways that I could have came at it, or what I'm writing about, or this. It's not about me, like, if you listen to a mixtape, like the Hybrid mixtape or something, where I feel like I just want to black out on beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to rap. And it's, you know what I mean? And I'm coming like in attack mode. And that's not the vibe on this. Like, you know, it's really about just, I really wanted to make a God-glorifying, Christ-centered album that spoke to not just the hip-hop circle, but all believers, you know what I'm saying, of all different genres. But most of them, and when I say all different in genres, that doesn't mean I'm trying to make, you know, this gumbo of different sounds. If you listen to Supreme and how A New Day flows into it, it all has the same kind of vibe to it. Not, you know, it doesn't go way out. I don't go way out. I don't have a techno beat on there. You know what I'm saying? I don't have, you know, nothing like that. I'm trying to give you the same vibe, but still give you a sound of just a broader sound, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I deal with people every day that they ain't hip hop heads, or they ain't into this. They into, you know, they listen to this or that, and I can't be everything, but I just know that I'm a tool. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so
it's not all about. Yeah.
No, that's what's up, man. So we're going to hop into that right now, because I know they waiting. They're like, man, he gave us the full, like, you almost gave them, like, word for word, man, like, your whole lyrics for this joint.
Yeah.
So we
that song.
No, that's what's up. I can tell, man. So we're going to hop into that A New Day by the G.I.M., the God in Me, man, on Yada the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I'm praying up. I found the way, I'm on my way, a new day, hey. A new day, hey. A new day, hey. A new day, hey. I see the light, I see the light, I see
see the sun. I prayed last night that today would come. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. Tomorrow's not promised. I pray today to put my armor on, cause to be honest, I'm battling a couple past addictions, tempting me back into a blasphemous condition. Luckily for me, the master was in the kitchen, cooking me some soul food. Ate the plate he gave me, told me it would save me. Started off just a baby in the faith, walking daily in his grace. Couldn't pay me to be fake, I'm official now, grown. Eat the meat of the word right to the bone. Thank the Lord just for blessing my life. Just bought a home, yeah, that's for my kids and my wife. It's been a long time coming. Coming for the victory, I'm running. Coming from where I'm from, I'm just happy that I'm here. Just to wake up in the morning and know that the Lord is near. The sword is the spear that I dabble to your ear. You can picture me rolling the narrow road, switching gears. No fear, I'm waking up. I'm praying up. I found the way. I'm on my way. A new day. A new day. A new day. A new day. I see the light. I see the sun. I prayed last night that today would come. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. The Lord is my desire, rising with the Messiah to the morning light. Final is the hour, baptized in the spirit. I can feel it like a shower, yawning. Awoke to the dawn with my palms uplifted and I'm praising. God's grace is amazing. Yesterday's weight lifted up off my brain, cause today's a new day and I win. I submit my whole soul to his power that's at work within. I attack, battling sin, boxing with a shadow, but walking on water, keep your paddle. I'm strolling upstream with the Elohim, one with the Father, the Christ, the Holy Spirit is God in my life. Over tracks, get to gliding with a mic. I'm providing you the light. Hit the switch if you would like to be free. Where yesterday is past, it is thrown into the sea. A new day is born, whatever his will be. I'm waking up, I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I'm praying up. I found the way, I found the way, I'm on my way. A new day, a new day, a new day, a new day. I see the light, I see the light, I see the sun. Sunday, resurrection Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, resurrection Saturday. Every day we rise with the Lord, alive in him forevermore. All saints, one accord, no gun, I got a sword, got a helmet like a fitted on, breastplate, shield, plant seeds in the field, toss the nets out the boat, grab a demon by the throat, let him know I'm not a joke. Yes, I'm hoping for tomorrow, but his blessing is today. Folk boast about tomorrow, but the lesson's in today. That's the life that was laid, the life that he gave, that's the Son is the Christ of the author of the day. That's a lot for some to swallow, but hey, I'm only talking about change, cause those that do shall remain in the one that was slain with the Father when I pray next to him on the throne. Now it's on all day. Yeah, I'm waking up, I'm waking up, I'm praying up, I'm praying up. I found the way, I found the way, I'm on my way. A new day, hey, a new day, hey, a new day, hey, a new day, hey. I see the light, I see the light, I see the sun. I prayed last night that today would come. A new day, hey, a new day, hey, a new day, hey, a new day, hey. A new day, a new day, a new day.
Man, it's all Jesus. Hungry for my feeder, going in just like my leader. Hoes all in my Adidas, ain't no time to put my feet up. Lost that in the penitentiary, lay my life down through these speakers. Hoping you resemble me, hard like I lost my mind. I lost my mind, spent years on the edge of death. In Christ I crossed the line. Just lost and dying, I walked in blinds on judgment. I be tossing fire, costing mine, he bought my crimes. Man, I serve an awesome God. Man, there ain't no telling me, God wanted to felon me. Was locked up for selling E, now saved with some felonies. Now I'm moving zealously, Holy Spirit dwelling me. Death is all the ever see, so why can't I let him be? This all I know,
this all I know.
Your boy is free,
your boy is free.
He cast my sins away,
away.
As far as east,
as far as east.
I'm in distress,
I'm in distress.
I'm in this peace,
I'm in this peace.
I get more Z's now than Zorro enemy.
This all I know, this all I know. 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 This all I know.
was whipping it, whipping it, whipping, don't stop, killing it. Cooking dope rocks on the stove top, dissing him with my sickness in. Can't go wrong, stop, was the villain, but now risen in them office count. God, the I choose to know, not up, but Christ in him, slaughter. Till they make me martyr, send me to me, father. All mamas, I went gaga, it's just I saw grace. No more mayhem, I am in good hands. All stay, tell them fall back like a scuba diver. Get the lamb involved, you done ran it all. Without Christ, you can't stand it all. Surrender hands and all, up like 12 on that analog. The lion you've been serving is a coward like the land of all.
Like the land of all,
I stand in awe.
Stand in
every
awe.
Day I wait,
every day I wait.
God eternal light,
deserve
eternal flame. This the token cup,
this the token.
No more playing games, I'm whole now and Christ the King. It's all I know, I play my lane.
That's all I know. This all I know, 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 this all I know.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
CJ Emulous, the song is called All I Know, man. Brand new joint. I had to get that from a man. They out in Cali too, man. I don't know. Have you met CJ Emulous before, man?
Yeah, that's my dude, man. What up, CJ?
Okay, that's what's up, man. So yeah. We got the gym with us. You know what I'm saying? I actually, for the most part, I kept it all West Coast today. Not like we trying to funk or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? No gang bang, no nothing like that. I just like to do it like that, man, when I get cash from that area. You know what I'm saying? So people would, just so you ain't tripping, I do love East Coast. You know, it's, we ain't trying to bring back that old rivalry. Man, but talk to me, man. We're going to get on the topic of the day. And talk to me, man. Name a few things that people generally take for granted in life, just in general, man.
What people take for granted in life?
Yeah.
I would say kids is a big one. that's been on my heart. Having kids in general, you know what I mean? I think we take kids for granted, you know, and this is coming from, you know, somebody who, you know, who was a teenage father, man, and I am a statistic, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I see a selfishness, you know, of parents, and we have the selfishness, and, you know, in this day and age, man, our kids are hurting, man, and they lost, and us as parents, man, and father, I don't care what you do, I don't care if you're a Christian or not, we're so focused and driven on what we're doing, you know what I mean? And we forget just basic stuff, like basic stuff that we should know, that, hey, when you have a child, it's not about you anymore. You know what I'm saying? And, can I keep it real? You know, not that, you know, you're non-existent, but you have a huge responsibility in this child. And I think we definitely take children for granted. I mean, I think we overlook them, and we're just so nonchalant, man, and having children and the children that we do have, you know, leaving, you know what I mean? I think, matter of fact, because we were talking about Theory earlier, that joint that he has on there, Don't Go,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We need you now more than ever. You know, I think his perspective on that was dope, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, that's how I feel when it comes to children. I just see it. It hits home with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my oldest son, I have an older son who's not from my wife, you know what I'm saying? So I just deal with so many realities around me, and just kids, man, they have a huge space in my heart, man, and I think they definitely get took it for granted.
Wow, man. Man, he already set the stage, man. I like that. Kids, man, how many of us are taking our kids for granted, man? We have to think about that. Now, once again, I got the topic from my dude Tahan King out there in Arizona, man. Shout out to Gospel for Life Church. I was like, man, what should I talk about on the show today? I got the gym on. He was like, okay, cool. Let's talk about some of the things that, you know what I'm saying, that people take for granted, whether it be people that were raised in church or people that have been given the gospel and they want to go back to the world, stuff like that. What are some things that you think the church takes for granted that God has given them, man? You know what I'm saying? What are some things that you would like to share about that?
That the church takes for granted?
Yeah. His people or just people that follow God, or even people that don't follow God, that they try to just use some of that and they just take it for granted.
As far as the blessings of God, like, you know, when you say in the church, I guess I was kind of stuck on the first part you said. So you said when people that are in church, things that they may take for granted.
Just stay right there. The people in the church, what are some things that they've taken for granted?
I think we take for granted, man, that why we're there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I see it in the older, you know what I'm saying, folks. I see it in the younger folks. You know what I mean? It's like everybody has a reason other than the reason they're supposed to be there. You know what I mean? And they take for granted what has been done and why we're even there. You know what I'm saying? It trips me out. Like, how does Christ become the back burner for the sole reason we are gathered here today? You know what I'm saying?
Can I keep it real?
Like I said, I've had conversations with you, old folks, and it's just like older. I didn't mean to say old folks, but yeah, man, it's just like everybody. I see it, man, and it kind of saddens me that we take for granted what has been made available and just the opportunity we have, you know, and we just take for granted, man, the grace and the love and the sacrifice, you know, that was made, and just the truth within it. I think another thing just tied to the church, I think we take for granted the word revealed to us, man. I don't think we take for granted. Matter of fact, on another bigger one, just coming from that, I think we take the Bible for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we take the scripture for granted. We're so quick to shoot off the hip off of what we heard, or we're so quick to shoot off the hip of what we've always said, or we've always been this and that, you know what I'm saying? But we're rarely ever opening the scriptures, going verse for verse, reading and understanding the context. We're always going off what somebody else is saying.
Right.
And we argue with people based off of what? And then in the middle of the argument, if God convicts you strong enough, you'll say, let me go look at that verse. You know what I'm saying? Like
the last resort. Yeah.
Yeah, the last resort. The last resort will be, let me go look at this verse. And you know what? And that verse will check you. You know what I'm saying? So I think we take for granted. We always talk context, the authority of scripture. And, you know, there's so many conversations that go on that I believe wouldn't go on if people would just open their Bible and, like, go verse for verse. Like, read it. You know what I'm saying? So I think we take the scriptures and the Bible, the complete canon we got right now for granted. You know what I mean?
I'm going to ask you this, man. It's a big question. Why?
Mm-hmm. Why do we do that?
Yeah, why do we take all this stuff for granted?
Oh, man. Because I believe we have, in just our sinful nature, man, and just us being us, we have our own agendas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have our own agendas. I think just we're programmed to have, man-centered agendas. You know what I'm saying? And we'll be in the church and we'll be believers and Christians and have our agendas. Like, me and you can be two Bible scholars, but my agenda is to debate you and to make you lose a debate. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To build my ego. That's an egotistical debate. That's not building you up or building me up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So even when we have the tools, I believe we act out, you know what I'm saying, just with the wrong, and I wouldn't say the wrong intentions. Our intentions may be good, but so we have our own agendas, man. We have our own agendas to where I may not want to open that script, you know what I'm saying, because then I may get clowned, and then I have to show humility, and then I may have to humble myself to scripture, you know what I'm saying, in front of you. So I may not want to do that, you know what I mean? So... I definitely think that's one of the reasons.
Man, tight, man. I think he already gave y'all the fullness of that, man. Taking for granted. We're gonna think about that, man. I'm gonna talk about it later on in the show, man. And we're gonna go to another song from the gym, man. And this song is called What Up, man. And this is the debut, or its debut, on Yada the King Radio, man. So as you get ready to go roll into that, tell me what this song was all about, man.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Tell me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up, man? That's the joint right there. One, man, shout out to my boy Speck, man, from out of Sac Town, man. He doing that late set. Joint is banging, man. I mean, and it's like, what up?
Nah, that's what's up. So let's hop into that on Yada the King Radio. What Up by the Gym. Here we go.
We about to stomp on the enemy. Christ is alive, yeah. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up, what up,
get your hands up, people.
What up, what up,
get your hands up.
I said God is on the throne, Christ is alive, yeah. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up, what up,
get your hands up, people.
What up, what up,
get your hands up, come on.
Stomping on your lies, I'm a kingdom affiliate. I came to kill your high boy, remind you just how real it get. Cats be on that killer tip, spitting like the lost boy. Vampire sucking blood out you, that's a lost boy. Hell, that's the epic fail. Noah's Ark setting sail. Earthquake cracking sails of all the saints left in jail. You can let the male be your idol, watch it burn. Earth passes, turn ashes, better go and cop a urn. Best learn, we God's property, watch and discern. We fail to follow him, it's like we got just what we earned. Yeah, G's pimps are perm. Crack Cadillacs and gangsters. They call it Killer Cali, but I'm calling on the Savior. God is on the throne, Christ is alive, yeah. The Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up, what up,
get your hands up, people.
What up, what up,
get your hands up, come on.
I said God is on the throne, Christ is alive, the Holy Spirit in me, now I'm ready, let's ride. What up, what up,
get your hands up, people.
What up, what up,
get your hands up, come on.
I came to crush the
building. We building on the billion man march. Took the light from out the dark. A new heart, a new mind. The true vine made more than conquerors. Gave his own, offered up for us. That's gospel, bruh. And I can't go pop. This message ain't popular. Praying how I walk, man. They watching with binoculars. Mainstream blocking us. But see, it ain't no stopping us. That's why I spit truth till they come and try to lock me up. I've been made bail. No parole, no PO. I'm signed to the father. That's the real CEO. Flow below zero. And no dumbing it down for these clowns or De Niro. I do it for the hero. God is on the throne. Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me. Now I'm ready. Let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up? What up?
Get your hands up. Come on.
I said God is on the throne. Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me. Now I'm ready. Let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up?
West,
lift them up. North, south, lift them up. That's how we get our fitness up. Witness to the masses. Clay just like Cassius. Molded in the potter's hand. Rappers getting bored with they blasphemy. Not a fan. Hans and the master's plan. Object of wrath. I'm a prospect. You can see my progress. This my thought process. The true blueprint is flawless. Was made to save all of us. I'm just a humble follower. Follow the leader. Best believe it's Christ Jesus. He's coming with that ether. I'm reaching through the speakers. A poet, not a preacher. But I minister the same. I'm a minister to the game. Got power in his name. God is on the throne. Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me. Now I'm ready. Let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up?
What up?
Get your hands up.
Come on.
I said God is on the throne. Christ is alive. The Holy Spirit in me. Now I'm ready. Let's ride. What up?
What up? Get your hands up, people.
What up?
What up?
It's your boy Al K. You listening to Yada the King Radio Show, home of banging music, uplifted Christ. Let's go.
Johnny Mac just tell a little homie that I heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injecting my veins, painted vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name, reflecting the frame. It is a shame some people is out who end this with a fame, trying to get known in reality. He's standing in aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it the beginning to give me growth. Tell him what it is, I'm telling him I know. My father got a nine and rolls in my soul. And change with it, I don't need no fame with it. Please come and come and bang with me. I don't need no change with it. Just a walk, come and hang with me. Come on, fresh still dang. My father got my back for his bride, and that's affirming of so I tell him that Christ that we live and die is the game. Precious to kill the sick as a brain. Pride and shame, afraid to proclaim, denouncing his name. We suffer in pain, defeating and slain for losing our aim. We're jumping in a ring and never betraying. Now tell me what it is, now tell me who to blame. We turning up, we never had the will to turn enough. No purpose, cause no work to us. Persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perversing us. We rather test our love with no savior. Living out of touch. You can get it, this not my home. This body is mine, let it show for drive. I'm in the backseat, out the sunroof, tell the whole world I'm with it. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Can't take credit, just how I'm living. Forget my life, and about me, not for 1 minute. Let God turn it up if you feel me. Let's go.
makes his purpose. So I'm there never laughing, I'll be picking up my cross. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is, my God is for real. My life is so real, back is not real. Back in some movie, feel more a premiere. Christ is my king of my job and career. Everything else, take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I wasn't one in that living for years. But I tell him I'm out down. Give it a beginning to get in the drop mouth. Tell him what it is, I tell him that I know. My father got a dying rose and we go where he went. Then we rest where he went. Can't hold us with semen. This life that he said, this life that he said. I ain't saying it easy. But this life you get it, this not our home. This body is running, let itself drive. I'm in the backseat of the sunroof. Tell the home word, I'm with it. Forget my life, ain't about me. Not for one minute, can't take it, they just have a liver. Forget my life, ain't about me. Not for one minute, like I'm saying it up, you feel me. Let's go.
Man, turn it up, baby. Alcam, that's the joint right there, man. He actually got an album coming out, man. And I'm going to say this, man. 2012, there's a lot of brand new music about to drop, man. And I'm excited, man. A lot of cats is working hard. Everybody and their mama in the studio right now. You know what I'm saying? So 2012, it might be just because that number is 12 is there. You know, that's the kingdom number. It might be kingdom. It might be time to take over, man. But I got the gym. His album is dropping next week. Jim, man, talk to me about your album, man. Once again, what's the name of it? Where people can get it, and how they can get a hold of you, man.
Man. The name of the album is Supreme, short for God Reigns Supreme. You know what I mean? Man, I got some of my favorite producers on there working with them. Like I said, you just heard. Track by Spag, we got Wit from the Frontliners, we got, you know, Tony Stone on that joint, man. We got my dude Centric. We got a lot of cats on there, man, that we're just some banger heat. My boy T Wilder from Philly, man, produced it. Got JR on there, you know, produced the banger and hopped on a track with your boy. So man, it's a great album. I believe that's going to encourage many. Like I said, it drops February 7th. You'll be able to get it on iTunes, Amazon. If you want the physicals, we'll have that at cdbaby.com. And you can plug into me anytime you want. The Gym, THAGIM.com. Definitely follow me on Facebook, Twitter. You know, I throw a lot of, you know, randomness out there. Sometimes I throw something, you know, deep. You know what I mean? So, definitely stay plugged in, man. I promise not to over promote your timeline. You know what I mean?
Nah, I can dig it, man. I ain't gonna front. When Twitter first came out, I was like, oh, this is tight. I can see what my dudes is saying all day. And then after a while, it was like bleep 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 bleep. I was like, man, I gotta turn this joint off. Nah, I can't.
Yeah,
we all got unlimited text, but you be like, dang, man, I'm just gonna have to go to the site to check it out, man. But that's what's up, man.
Yeah, and you know what, man? Big shout to shout to Facebook and Twitter, man. But on the real, dog, man, the gym.com is the spot, man. You know what I mean? Go to gym.com. You can go there first. You know what I mean? Then you'll be able. If you want to go to my Twitter after that, you go to Facebook. It's all on the gym.com. You know what I mean? But that's where I live. You know what I'm saying? The gym.com.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. So, tell me what's coming up next. You got the album coming out. We pretty sure, man. There's gonna be a lot that happens after that, cause a lot of cats think they put the album out and then they can rest, man. But what happens with you, man? What you got planned, man? Lord willing.
What we pushing right now, we got a Cali-wide release party one. That's first up to bat. We're having the Cali-wide release party is sponsored by westcoast5.com, you know what I mean, and my label Threat Music. And what we're doing, we're just having a album release party in Oakland on the 24th of February. We're having an album release party in Los Angeles on the 18th of February, and then we ended it off in Fresno on March 3rd. So go to thegym.com and get all the details. We got the flyers up with all the details. You know, we got Q-Heem, Speg, you know, in the Bay, and then we got in L.A., we got my dude Selah, Young Chosen, and, you know, of course, we got my whole team with Spirit and Truth. Amy Burner, Keisha, Overcome. We gonna hit them up and do that. So just doing as much as I can to get the word out, man. That's what I'm gonna be up to. Now I'm gonna be pushing Supreme, man, and you know, we've got the videos on deck, man, that we're definitely in planning on right now. So try to give you the visuals of you know, the song. So a lot of work, man, you know.
Yeah.
But it's for the glory of God. So
tight, man. Any last words that you want to share with the people, man?
I just pray that you definitely give an open ear and an open heart to the God in me. And if you dig what I'm doing, the music, and you're encouraged by it, I just ask that you spread the word and support your boy, man. Other than that, man, I just pray God's hand over your life, over all the listeners. And I just pray the best over you, man. And that's all in Jesus' name, man. I thank for the opportunity with Yada the King. You know what I mean? My man Don. And just shout to everybody listening, everybody who tuned in, everybody who supports the gym, everybody who supports Yada the King. You know what I mean? That's, keep on supporting. You know, we need you. We all a body. You know, I'll let you do.
That's what's up, man. So we had a gym on, man, and we gonna go in to a cut right here. Matter of fact, man, I'm gonna go into my new segment on the show called the Triple Play. And you know what I gotta do, man? I gotta do all my sound effects, man. All my sound effects is coming. We're gonna have something like the Triple Play. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it in right here, man. We're gonna go to Omega Sparks, Monster Rock, followed by Scooter with his Soap Bars, and then we're gonna end it off with You Can Do Better by C Rob out there in Cali as well, man. Let's get it in on Yada the King Radio.
Down. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chillin', I get mean with it and rip it. Rip the script and change the scene with it and even up. I'm a king with it, watch your boy rock. I'll put you like a monster, indestructible armor. Yeah. And you cannot harm a stompers with bombs and rocket launchers. Lyrically, we disarm, right. You better raise your alarm. Cause we ship atmospheres whenever we lift our arms up. To give God honor. Yeah, we kill the track, resurrect, and we heal it back. For the kids and the silly fans, yeah. Sadistic on Philly crack. Yeah. Vicious of men, we throw the hook, then we reel it back. Yeah. Look at Pharaoh eye to eye and tell him, get my city back. Footprints in the street, imprints in the beat. Yeah. You've been cold for too long, in an instant feel the heat. Yeah. The fire of God is moving and infusing with the ludicrous and studious kingdom music. Enthusiasts and truthfulness, we've been sleeping our souls and our lives away. But it's time to wake up the destiny at the times of day. Sleeping giants, meditate on that concept. One step closer to your victory. Yeah. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and ripping it. Rip the script and change the scene with it and even up. I'm a king with it, watch your boy rock. I'm a monster in here. Metamorphosis, walking out of the orphanage, speaking life and enforcing it to the rich and unfortunate. Yo. Stepping through the mentions with the million in authority. Right. Don't care what society say, baby, there's a roar in me. I keep finding out so much stuff, I guess there's more in me. The blood of Christ in my arteries is starting a war in me. So I can stand up and be the breeze and warrior chief. Even though the world wants beef, we stand bold. You can scuff my Nikes, tear my white tees, strike me, still won't kill my psyche. I'm not your favorite rapper, don't care if you like me. Been singing to God today and finally got in the right key. The more I turn to him, the more that I'm permanent. Powered up in his glory and my light started confirming it. Burning up like a supernova, we making it hot. Them giants bout to wake up and go and tear up the spot. I used to lean with it, but now I walk. No more chilling, I get mean with it and ripping it. Rip the script and change the scene with it and even up. I'm a king with it, watch your boy rock. I'm a monster in here. 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 I'm a
I'm a monster in here. 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 I'm a monster in here.
Tell him I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
It's my ID, Satan, get thee behind me. I got angels in high places, so demons don't wanna try me. I'm a born again, sanctified, saved kind of guy. Blowing up for Jesus Christ like the 4th of July. Listen, I'm blessed, I am not sick. My God is on time, like the clock tick. It's two powers in this world, and that's it. Any, meeny, miny, moe, tell me who would you get? Let my light shine, I let my life speak. Washed by the blood, I call it holy bleach. Jesus died so we can have a free life prize. Now my rhymes clean, yes my mouth has been baptized.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Used to say a lot of things, never good, never clean. 2010 in spring, I got washed like dirty jeans. I was talking sideways, I had to get it straight. TV and radio was feeding me, that's all I ate. Till I got that off my plate, had to get my life in good shape. Once I figured out the path that's ahead of me is eternally determined off of what I say. Now I got that Dapper Dan, that spick and span, that Mr. Clean. Soap suds all in my blood, that Irish green, that gangrene.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
I've been cleaned by the divine soap bar. Yeah, my rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
Yeah.
I've been looking, talking, acting super brand new. Used to be dirty, red and scarlet, clean me up, now I'm brand new. He disinfected me from the inside out. Injected me with spirit, now I speak from inside out.
What?
Ever thought about taking you a Holy Ghost shower? It's power.
Wow.
Coming out of my words, fruits, flowers. Be fragrance from my soap bars. I got soap bars. But only from his mercy and his grace, plus I'm chosen. No need to wrestle with the old man, Hulk Hogan. I thank Jesus for the new saying, new slogan, soap bars.
I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I'm a Christ rapper, flow holy cause the Lord in charge. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars. I got soap bars. I got soap bars. My rhymes clean, Jesus washed them, I got soap bars.
So much better. You have so much potential. You are the only one that's stopping you. Has anyone told you that?
You can do better than just living for the moment. You can do better than just living for a lie. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me when you're worried. I'll show you how to.
You're a child of the Most High, that means you're royal. Your daddy owns it all, why settle for the small change? Poverty of mind is all out of ball range. Get your mind in Christ and get back into the ball game. And get your bounce back, take hold of scripture. You can paint a different picture of your life, cause we doubt that. Get your swag back in Christ, cause you only tell them thieves. They don't really want the beef while we own it. They call us crazy, but little do they know, faith showed up in some rap with a stupid kind of flow. To make the lies even look more foolish when we rockin' with your man, still asking how we do it. Taking life back, we never really known it. We just missing information, but we really not looking for it. We got looking for it, but now that we awake, we gon' speak it loud enough so we can wake your whole state. The word of God rearrange your whole state. You used to all the rappers that can't really hold weight. So when the wind blew, instead of being safe, you found yourself all alone, looking more like some bait. But you're not safe, fool, you made the wrong choice. When them phonies tried to take you, you didn't take refuge. Psalms 91, time for you to listen. Now it's time for redemption, cause the sheep know it's voice.
You can do better than just living for the moment. You can do better than just living for a lie. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word out of shame out of work now. You can do better than just living for a man. You can do better than just living for a lady. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word out of shame.
They say it's too rough, not relevant. I think that I need that. She done really fell off, and where did I leave it at? I left it at the same place, the cross is my word. Submitting to the Father while I'm serving at my church. Making sure I study so that I divide the word. Knew this day was coming and they really didn't want it. Trying to tie me up with hating, but I really wasn't on it. Cause you can only stand on a lie for a moment. Lost a few friends and gained more opponents. I'ma serve Christ till I die, tell your chief that. We overstep the beat and don't even speak that. The Lord's our defense, so tell me where's the beat at? We so in love with being loved by the Father. So in love with the love that He has for His daughters. So He loves how He loves and we love it. He gave a special name to us and calls us beloved. He so adores me. Every time I cry, He always draws near to wipe the tears from my eyes. He's so intimate, and He loves the way I call Him in the middle of the night when I'm lonely. He loves the way I trust Him, and He knows that I know that He knows what's the best thing for me. So my bigger picture is not a matter of opinion, but dominion fits perfect in the scripture.
You can do better than just living for the moment. You can do better than just living for a lie. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word out of shame out of work now. You can do better than just living for a man. You can do better than just living for a lady. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word out of shame out of work.
You can do better than the hurts that you have. It's time to let go of the past.
You can do better.
Tell them haters carry on, cause your steps have been ordered and your road is beyond.
You can do
it.
Better.
Time to elevate your game, make the change and go hard in His name.
You can do better.
No longer settle for the side piece. It's time to get the rings and be husband and wife.
You can do better than just living for the moment. You can do better than just living for a lie. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word out of shame out of work that. You can do better than just living for a man. You can do better than just living for a lady. Have you heard that? Show me where your word that I show you how to work that.
You can do better than just living for the moment. You can do better than just living for a lie.
You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word that I show you how to work that.
You can do better than just living for a man.
You can do better than just living for a lady. You can do better. Tell me, have you heard that? Show me where your word that I show you how to work that.
I know what it feels like to be limited. I know how hard it is to come to that place and know that I can do better. But since I'm here, I want to take you along with me. Are you ready? Let's do this together.
Yada the King Radio, that was a triple play, man. We got it in on Yada the King Radio, man. And that's really what's up. Let me say this, man. Some of the stuff we take for granted. Oh, man. There's a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying? We take fellowship for granted. I think this is a big one that I've been seeing a lot lately. How important it is for us to fellowship. It's so important for us to just be around godly men, godly women, because when we're around them, it helps shape our mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're around somebody and you love the way they pray, you're like, man, I might have to add that to my catalog. You know what I'm saying? Not even saying it like I got to do it the exact same way, but when you take that stuff for granted, you lose that, man. We lose as he said, we take for granted the word of God, the church in general, the meaning of church, man. If we cannot start appreciating some of these things God is taking us or giving us, the world's going to begin to take it from us. And the Bible even says that, man, there's going to be a time where it's going to be hard to hear the voice of the Lord. That's another thing we take for granted. Like some of us, we got so many choices and God is like, man, hey, just talk to me, man. And I'll share which way you should go, man. And this is some stuff that we cannot take for granted. And knowing God is one of the biggest things, man. Don't let us take that for granted, man, because the world wants to knock us off our course. The world wants to, the enemy wants to keep us from following God, man. And sometimes we see so many Christians looking back at the world, just like Lot's wife, you know what I'm saying? And they missing the whole point. God is like, go forward, man. I've called you to this place. Go that way, man. Don't take for granted what God has given you. And that's really what's up, man. Great interview. I enjoyed myself with the gym, man. And I hope y'all enjoyed it too, man. Hit me up, 425-243-4285, man. If you got a topic or any questions, man, you want to hit us up. Yada the King Radio or go to yadatheking.com. I'm out.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada the King. Shabak the King. I yada the King. I yada da, there's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabak da, we yada da, we yada da.